Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Police are upset, of course, throughout many municipalities and states throughout the U.S. because drugs are being increasingly decriminalized. And let's just be honest, drug enforcement seems to be the vast majority of what police actually do in the United States. If we ended the drug war, think about how few cops there would actually be in the United States. There's very, like here in Keene, we might have two police officers total if drugs were just completely legalized. If people actually had the freedom to choose what to put in their bodies, we might have need for like two cops total. Like one who works day shift and one who works night shift, and then, but they're both off on Mondays and Tuesdays because there's no need for cops.
Well, what if it takes more than two cops to set up people for prostitution?
Well,
scandals.
Which, yes, okay, legalize drugs and legalize prostitution, and then you only need one cop.
Yeah.
Right? Or, let's go as far, we don't need any.
I mean, well, there are still violent crimes, property damage, and theft, and that sort of thing going on here in New Hampshire and here in Keene. And I don't particularly object to having a group of people that goes out there and handles it when someone starts beating someone or shooting someone or damaging their property. If they're being privately funded and if their primary goal is to de-escalate the situation, yeah, and not cause anyone else to get injured.
The thing about the police is they just don't have a good track record with either of those things.
No, they seem to do the opposite. In fact, they seem to escalate situations unnecessarily, and people often die as a result of it. Luckily, I mean, we could end a lot of police brutality by decriminalizing drugs, such as they did in the two cities that you mentioned, Bonnie. And there's lots of good reasons for that, but Nikki, you also have a story about psychedelics that is worth talking about.
I found a really cool article on a website called Leafly. I thought it was mainly about cannabis.
I thought it was as well.
But they have a new segment on more medicinal stuff. So they have this story called Death in Psychedelics, How Science
I'm glad to see all of this, really. Sorry to interrupt, but
that's all right.
My biggest issue with legalizing marijuana was that it was going to there's a lot more people who wanted marijuana to be legalized than there are who want shrooms and LSD and stuff like that to be legalized.
Yeah.
I thought we would be losing key allies in the war to end the war on drugs when pot was legalized. But in reality, they're like, no, we're bringing the cannabis people up. Not the cannabis, the shroom people up with us.
Oh, yeah.
And I like that. I'm pleasantly surprised to see it.
Yeah, it's awesome. So this article goes into how science is reviving this ancient connection between death and psychedelics. In November 1963, the writer and psychedelic explorer Aldous Huxley laid in bed, unable to speak. He was dying of cancer. One of his final acts was to pass a handwritten note to his wife, Laura. His famous last words, LSD, 100 UG, intramuscular. It was Huxley's dying wish, a large dose of acid, please. Laura Huxley fulfilled the request twice during her husband's final hours.
So he wanted to go out tripping.
Yeah, which is a great idea.
Yeah.
I've never really thought about it before either, but now that you think about it, it's like, you might as well.
I never heard that about Aldous Huxley. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. So
there were two different Huxleys. Was he the one who wrote Brave New World as well?
Yeah, Aldous Huxley, is that who you said?
Yes.
That
was Brave New World.
I think, yeah. So LSD was first synthesized 25 years before Huxley's death. LSD was still legal in 1963. Scientists were studying it as a potential treatment for alcoholism and other ailments, as well as investigating its similarity to other psychedelics. It wasn't until 1968 that the federal government outlawed these drugs due to their association with the cultural turbulence of the 60s.
They were battling the pharmaceutical industry, and the government didn't like that.
Yep. Yeah, it was doing too many good things, so the government had to outlaw it, basically. Today, several decades later...
At least they didn't claim that it would make your nubile young white wife lust after black men, like they claimed with pot.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard that before.
They argued that during the 20s. That was one of the reasons they gave on why marijuana needed to be illegal.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's really cringy stuff back in the 20s.
Oh, man.
Maybe your husband just doesn't like you.
Yeah, that could be it, too. Today, several decades later, terminal cancer patients are once again taking psychedelics. This time around, the drugs are being administered by doctors and scientists in controlled settings, and they are not microdoses. The results of this research have been nothing short of remarkable.
See, this makes me sad as Michael Hampton, who was the IT guy for the show, just died.
Yeah.
I wish we could have gotten, because he would have been totally down for it to be in one of these groups. Like, yeah, man, hit me with all the LSD you got.
You know, and it's a great group of people. Terminally ill people are a great group of people to try stuff like this on.
Because what's the worst that can happen? You kill them?
Yeah, like you already know they're dying, so. And it just seems
and
like.
And as long as they consent to it, let's do it.
So what we do with, like, hospice patients, terminally ill patients that we know are dying or very near death, we basically just give them a bunch of morphine. So this
I mean, there's nothing else you can do.
Exactly. And it's just comfort measures. We want to make sure they're comfortable and pain-free when they're passing. And it kind of, like, speeds things along a little bit. And I think LSD would be a wonderful replacement for that.
Yeah, I've been on morphine for, like, weeks, a week. Because I was put into a coma with it, and then I had to be on it for the rest of, like, a week. And it's not fun. Like, I used to think, like, oh, yeah, morphine must be fun because Percocet's really fun. It's nothing like that. It's, like, confusing and just, like, you're just, like, think you're asleep half the time. You're saying, like, inappropriate things to your own parents.
It's not fun. Puts you in a weird state. I would think it would be a much better state to be on LSD, for sure. Alleviating anxiety and despair. Terminal patients often suffer from feelings of intense anxiety and despair after receiving their diagnosis. I mean, for good reason.
Yeah. You're gonna die. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm supposed to take that well, huh? So for many people, this is just too much to bear. The overall suicide risk for these patients is double, or more compared to the general population, with suicide typically occurring in the first year after diagnosis.
Understandable. I mean, if you know you're going to die a long, slow, painful death, why not go ahead and get it over with?
Yeah, exactly.
Seems like a rational approach. We just, you know, have all of these stigmas around suicide where a doctor can't just say, hey, look, you're going to die and it's going to suck. Let me just, here's a bunch of morphine. Go ahead and go to sleep and never wake up.
Yeah.
That would be the humane of handling terminally ill patients.
I always thought it was weird that you couldn't do, like, an assisted suicide type of thing in hospitals. You know, especially if someone's terminally ill. It's like, if they know they're going to suffer, like, let's just allow them to make a smooth exit that, you know, isn't really traumatic for their entire family and them, you know. Let's try to cut the suffering short.
That would be wonderful, but I think there's only one place in the world that's actually legal. Although there are movements to try to get, you know, assisted suicide legalized within the United States, it doesn't appear to be making a lot of progress because the Christian right is just so powerful here, and it's all about, oh no, you have to stay alive no matter how much you're suffering until God decides it's your natural time.
And it's weird because I think it's Colombia that you're talking about where it's legal, and they're all really Catholic, so it's just really weird.
Yeah.
Well, maybe their humanity hasn't been destroyed by Christianity.
So, luckily for these people, that they can still take psychedelics to kind of ease some of that anxiety and some of that pain that they might have associated with being terminally ill.
Definitely don't give someone their first, like, hit of LSD and then go, by the way, you have stage 4 pancreatic cancer or whatever.
Yeah, tell them first. So after a single large dose of psilocybin taken in a curated space and supervised by a pair of doctors, many patients report feeling reborn. It's not that the underlying physical disease has been cured, rather that the drug prompts a shift in the theme of their emotional self-narrative, from anxiety and despair to acceptance and gratitude. And I think any anybody that has done psilocybin mushrooms can agree, even if you're not terminally ill, that's kind of the general overlying theme of the way you feel.
Absolutely. What are your thoughts, especially on assisted suicide? I know it's a controversial topic. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to join the conversation with us tonight. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And don't worry, sorry for all zero people who were out there watching us on MOTV. We appear to be back on there, but it's a temporary thing. And as far as I'm aware, we are still streaming on YouTube, but that also is a temporary thing. We're constantly being suspended and getting given strikes on these platforms for simply having the audacity to speak our mind. However, over on Odyssey, we're allowed the freedom to speak our mind. Let me rephrase that. We're not allowed the freedom to speak our mind. Our right to speak our mind is not being impeded by Odyssey. You can find our channel at video.freetalklive.com. It's growing continually. There's more than a million people create more than a million channels, at least. We don't know how many people have multiple channels, but there's more than a million channels of content over there. And Odyssey is basically a competitor to YouTube. A lot of people are going there because YouTube is kicking them off their platforms. And honestly, there's no reason not to have your videos on Odyssey and Library, which is the blockchain protocol that is underpinning Odyssey. It takes just a few clicks to get your entire YouTube channel imported into Odyssey. And it will take you like in a, like 3 minutes to add Odyssey streaming to your streaming setup. It's super easy, and they make it absolutely easy to set up and do. Check it out, video.freetalklive.com. That'll take you directly there. That's video.freetalklive.com. We're talking about shrooms, however, and the many, many, many benefits of them. And this latest study that, to the surprise of no one who has actually done shrooms before, it turns out that terminally ill patients who are faced with dying relatively soon take the news, or they feel a lot better about that news after a few heavy doses of shrooms.
So there's been studies. This man named Timothy Leary? Yes, it must be Timothy Leary. I'm like, they're only calling him by his last name, so I don't know what his first name is. But yes, Timothy Leary. He goes into depth about how the ability, how psychedelics have the ability to induce these remarkable brain states that may be showing such promise in alleviating the very ordinary fear of death. So even in people that aren't terminally ill, it has the power to kind of make people rethink things and just see life and the world in a different light.
And I think that's important because my understanding of humanity is that humanity is traumatized because suddenly we exist and we know nothing about what's going on. All we know is we're capable, we have an existence and there's no explanation of any of it. Just suddenly, hey, here you are, you exist. And oh, by the way, that existence is going to end. You're going to die. And the entire history of humanity, in my opinion, is humanity trying to come to terms with the fact that they just suddenly existed without any explanation or reason. And that existence is going to end. That they're going to die. And it has produced religions and it produced institutions like the state that are trying to create some level of order for people to make them feel better about themselves, to make them feel in control of this fleeting existence.
In most religions, interpretation of what happens at and after death is not comforting. You know, the thought of judgment and the thought of possibly being damned to hell and all these crazy stories that people are told and all the fear-mongering that many religions do, you know, it terrifies people.
Yeah, it's all about taking that person's natural fear of death and amplifying it and convincing them that if they just obey, if they just do these things, then they will live forever.
Yep.
That's all religion is. It's a cheat card for people who want, that's all the soul is. It's a cheat card for people to kind of say, oh yes, I'm actually eternal. I'm going to live forever. No, you're going to die. Come to terms with that because it'll make the world a better place if we all just realize, hey, you know what? This kind of sucks and we are making it suck way more for each other than we have to. If we could just take some shrooms and relax and live in peace, it's going to be okay.
I would love to see some research between religions who fearmonger over death and religions who believe in things like rebirth and reincarnation or have more of like a peaceful view of life and death.
That's why Buddhism is so weird, because the whole point of Buddhism isn't to extend your afterlife or the existence of your soul. It's to put an end to it so that you can finally die.
Yeah, because I was going to say, reincarnation terrifies me. I don't want to be reincarnated. I don't want to look like something else. I don't want to forget who I am and live another life. I don't even believe that that's possible.
It's like, okay, you won't remember.
Exactly. If I don't remember myself and I'm nothing like myself in my past life, doesn't, you know, have anything to do with my next life, that's not me, so that's not possible. It's just another person being born.
It's the essence of who you are that is being reborn. So, really, this could be, like, your 500th life.
I personally don't believe that. I don't think that that would make any sense. Like, why would my essence, you know...
Energy cannot be created nor destroyed.
Yeah, reincarnation is almost a fact of science at this point. In one form or another, I mean, you're going to, you know, decompose and... Your cells are going to end up in the trees and in the grass, and animals are going to eat those, and you're going to be a part of everything else. I don't know if I would really consider that reincarnation, but you're always going to exist in some form or other.
I just
won't have the ego consciousness part of it.
No, I just die, my soul blasts off into some soul-generating thing, and I go into another woman's womb and just live a different life. That's stupid and pointless. Sorry, that's just my opinion.
That could be the case. I don't know that it's not the case.
All I know is that I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see any particular reason to believe in the soul. And based on my understanding of humanity, it seems like the soul is just an escape mechanism for people to convince themselves that they are immortal. But I don't know that we don't have souls.
But going back to the idea that religion is just like made to scare people about death and that everybody's scared of death. I feel like I had an actual point I was going to make. Well, I was always really afraid of death, especially after I stopped being a Christian, because when I was a Christian, I was scared of death, but it was like, it's okay, I can just stop thinking about that because I know God's going to save me when I die from hell. But then once I stopped being a Christian and I really had to like think to myself, like, what do I actually believe? It just was way scarier because there was no like, you know, trampoline to fall on, you know?
Sure.
And I was just, really, really scared to the point, like, I remember a time I was driving and I just thought about the fact that I would die. Like, not that I just realized it, but it was just, it kind of went into my head.
Sure.
And I had to pull over. Like, I was like, I guess that was an anxiety attack. I don't really have anxiety. And after doing some different psychedelics, I definitely have a whole different, like, way of thinking about the universe. Like, I've had moments where I felt just in the moment more than I've ever felt in my life. And I just think that, I don't know, I think that gratitude for life in the moment is the point of life. And it just has made me a lot less scared of death. I never have anxiety about it anymore.
Well, I mean, absolutely. If you're living in the moment, then you have no fear of dying in the future because then you can't. You have to be living in the moment, and your death is in the future, not that moment. And so shrooms certainly help with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the past isn't real, the future isn't real, only this moment is real. And, you know, there appears to be some progression from the past to the future, and we call that progression now. But now is the only one of those that is ever actually happening. And shrooms are a way for people to realize these things and learn these things and come to terms with the fact that, you know, nothing is eternal, even a human being. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about this study about shrooms and terminally ill patients. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Social Security benefits are getting their biggest boost in nearly four decades. They're set to rise 5.9% next year, which will benefit roughly 70 million Social Security recipients. The cost of living increase is linked to inflation, which has been on the rise. regarding inflation, September consumer prices rising 5.4% from the year before as supplies and labor continue to drive up prices. William Shatner is back on solid ground after a short trip into space.
And capsule touchdown. Welcome back. The newest astronauts, Audrey Powers, William Shatner, our customers, Glenn DeVries, and Chris Boshausen.
He blasted off from Texas aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket. He's the oldest person to fly to space. This is USA Radio News. Inflation in the United States accelerated slightly in September, with consumer prices rising 5.4% from the year before as supplies and labor continue to drive up prices. This as the White House is continuing to downplay inflation fears, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We all understand the American people are not looking at cost-to-cost comparisons from this year to 2 years ago. They're looking at cost-to-cost comparisons to their checkbooks from 8 months ago or 12 months ago. And even though factually, if you look back to 2 years ago, things may be comparative, that's not how people look at things.
Federal authorities are being asked to investigate whether those allegedly involved in the Capitol attack are having their civil rights violated. This after a federal judge found the D.C. jail warden and the district's Department of Corrections in contempt of court. It comes as officials didn't turn over information on a defendant's need for wrist surgery. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Last year, we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide, so if there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch with you and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some Intercoins for yourself. That's Intercoin.org. Intercoin.org. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And we're talking about one of my favorite subjects outside of cryptocurrency, which, despite not being able to use it or have anything to do with it, it is still one of my favorite subjects because it's a powerful thing. But another powerful thing that I love talking about are psychedelics and the many positive things they can do for an individual. I used to struggle with depression and anxiety. I still occasionally get anxiety, but it's so rare that it's a non-issue. And honestly, the only times I've experienced anxiety was in the last 2 years was when I had to deal with the bank. Because they're horrible institutions and they're jerks. But other than that, I don't recall any actual anxiety experiences since I came to New Hampshire and changed my life because shrooms were like, hey, you're unhappy and you need to make changes to your life. So I did that. So shrooms, psychedelics in general, absolutely awesome things. But before we get further back into that, we have Ted calling from New Jersey. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, man, I came across this incredible document on the NATO website. This is regarding cognitive warfare. This publication was, or this thing was published in June of 2020. And basically, this document, this is a 45-page document. This thing is robust as you can get. There's just some things on here, even like just from the table of contents they have here. Hacking the individual. Trust is the target. Cognitive warfare, a participatory propaganda, behavioral economy, cyber psychology.
Yeah, I don't need to hear the whole table of contents. So.
It's insane. This is ridiculous. This thing is so robust. And so this makes perfect sense. This is exactly what's going on right now. This is complete social engineering of the highest order.
What is?
This scandemic. This whole thing is just a way for them to kind of implement, I guess, transhumanism, because right now what it looks like, even on the cover of this document, there's a soldier and he has like a CPU chip in the middle of his brain, and then there's like the wires coming out, sticking out all over inside of his helmet. And
see, I don't mind any of that in and of itself. I just don't believe that human beings are at that level of understanding of human physiology and technology.
Oh, my friend, go
I believe
on the
that they are.
Website. It's a public document. I have it right here in front of me.
Look, I'm not saying that doesn't exist. I'm saying I'm not opposed to transhumanism. I just don't think humans are capable of it in a safe and reliable way that doesn't destroy an individual's autonomy at this point.
Well, according to this document, so you have the Army, you have the Navy, all right, we have the Air Force, we have the Space Force. And now we have the human domain. Now it is your mind that is the warfare battle. The mind is the new battlefield of America. And actually, this isn't just America.
I mean, that's been the case for
all over the world.
Decades, though. Huh? I mean, propaganda has been a key aspect of their warfare against the people since at least World War I and probably earlier.
Right, but according to this document, cognitive warfare pursues the objective of undermining trust. Public trust in electoral processes, trust in institutions, allies, politicians. Therefore, the individual becomes the weapon, while the goal is not to attack what the individual think, but rather the way they think. So
I don't think that's happening here. From what I can tell on the ground, people are more trusting of politicians, more in love with the state.
Right, right. That's exactly right. So they trust them, and then they discredit everything else. Right, so they can discredit.
Remember, you said the point of this was the opposite.
What's that?
You said the point of this was the opposite, to form mistrust.
No. The point of this was
you said to form mistrust against politicians and their government and to undermine their trust in those institutions, right?
From undermining trust, yes, but that is on the process list. So over time, you develop the trust, and then once they have the trust, then they undermine.
To what end?
Well, according to this, it is natural to trust the senses, to believe what is seen and read. But the democratization of automated tools and techniques using AI no longer require a technological background, enables anyone to distort information and to further undermine trust in open societies. The use of fake news, deep fakes, Trojan horses, and digital avatars will create new suspicions which anyone can exploit. As the example of COVID-19 shows.
Yeah, Ted, I'm not just going to let you sit here and read this article on the air.
A massive amount of text on the subject, including deliberate bias text. Example is a Lancet study on hydroxychloroquine created an information and knowledge overload, which in turn generates both a loss of credibility and a need for closure.
Yeah, Ted, all of this has been going on for decades, dude. This is not new.
I feel like this is just a pile of Trump buzzwords. Trump-pansy buzzwords.
Well, according to NATO, this is what they're doing. Instead of using...
If this was what NATO was doing, they wouldn't make it a public document on their website. They would be kind of hush about it.
You can go on their website and look at it.
But that doesn't mean that's what they're doing. It just means this is a document of them describing a thing that happens.
Yeah, but this has been going on. This is the thing, though, is that this whole thing is a way to control. They're socially engineering this whole thing. And
in what way? And how does this document...
In both the media, in both the fake news that's being delivered. Like, for example, they say, oh, you can get the shot and you don't get COVID. But we know that that's not true. And that you can't spread it to other people. But we know that that's not true either.
Well, that's not what they're saying at all. They're saying you can still get COVID and you can still spread COVID. It's just that the masses of people are pretending like that's not being said.
Well, no, they're saying that if you get the shot...
Where did you get that information? It was from the media that you're saying isn't giving you that information.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again?
Where did you get the information that you can still spread COVID-19 despite being vaccinated?
Oh, that's clearly all over the Internet. There's lots and lots of...
Yeah, we call that Internet the media.
No, it's been peer review. They're just not being done in the United States because the United States, the FDA doesn't...
Dude, what I'm telling you is MSNBC, Fox News, these websites, they openly admit this. No one's hiding that. The issue is the American people just aren't paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to this, that's not what Joe Biden said. Joe Biden said that you have to get the shot. If you don't get the shot, then you're potentially harming other people for not getting it.
I think what he did was, at the beginning, he was saying, like, basically saying, like, get the shot to keep yourself safe from COVID. Then it was like, oh, get the shot so that way COVID isn't as bad when you get it. Then it's like, oh, get the shot just because, and now you need a booster shot.
Yeah, it's pushing the goalpost path over and over again.
It's all over the media, though.
Yeah, but all that was in the media, yeah. And, you know, people, like Arya said, just people don't pay attention to that. So they just are like, we've always been at war with Oceania or whatever most recent thing he said.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call tonight, Ted. I don't agree. I don't think the media is manipulating people they're obviously manipulating people. So let me recharacterize that. I don't think that what you think is going on is what's going on. I'm allowed two major news sources. Well, I'm also allowed some local news sources as well, but two major ones, Fox News and MSNBC, and yet I have seen articles about how you can still get and spread COVID-19 despite being vaccinated, you can still get hospitalized while being vaccinated, and you can still die of COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. So my only source of information for that are these major media networks, and yet I was able to learn about it. So they're certainly talking about it. They're certainly admitting it. The issue is people just aren't paying attention because they want to believe that now they're safe and that the vaccine is keeping them safe. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Maybe I'm imagining having seen this. Give me a call, 603-283-6160.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's been Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And before we got into the NATO stuff of the last segment, we were talking about shrooms, psychedelics, and their ability to make terminally ill people, well, all people, really, feel better about their impending death. Because whether you're terminally ill or not, you are going to die. And that is a certainty.
Yep.
So what, I've never really wondered about it until now, but what does terminally ill mean?
I think within 6 months.
Okay.
That's the, like, requirements to be on hospice at least.
Okay.
But you can be on, like, palliative care, and I think that goes up to a year.
So everyone's going to die, but not all of us are going to die within the next 6 months. At any rate, according to this study being done by doctors in controlled settings, people have a much better time dealing with that while doing shrooms.
A few small studies have been seen that psilocybin administered to dozens of cancer patients. They've been conducted in a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled fashion. In general, a large majority of patients showed sustained, clinically significant reductions in measurements of psychosocial stress and increased levels of overall well-being. For example, in one study, 80% of the patients found that a single dose of psilocybin quickly relieved their distress. Remarkably,
wow, 80%.
Yeah.
Quickly relieved their distress about the fact,
like,
that they were going to die.
That's higher than morphine. Because, like Bonnie said, like, some people get really uncomfortable on morphine. And, like, not to mention it lowers your respiratory rate. So it's some of the pharmaceuticals that people are given really aren't as good as psilocybin mushrooms.
Well, I'm not surprised.
So, for example, in one study, 80% of the patients found that a single dose quickly relieved their distress. Remarkably, in some patients, that a positive effect lasted for more than 6 months, which was kind of what we were talking about before. You know, you take mushrooms a couple of times, and next thing you know, it's like, wow, my daily depression is gone.
Yep. Without even realizing it. But it's absolutely, the effect of doing shrooms certainly lasts longer than the actual trip.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, I mean, if you do them enough, that they have sort of a permanent effect on your general outlook and your general well-being. And that's just how they are.
Absolutely.
So terminally ill patients getting them, I'm all for it. Well, I'm all for everyone being able to do psilocybin cubensis if they want. But especially for the terminally ill, I mean, someone's got 6 months to live. Do what you can to make them as comfortable and happy as possible.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what happens to them at this point. They're going to die. There's nothing. There's not a lot you can do to speed that up or slow it down. So give them 20 grand and let them go have some fun.
Yep, but then whoever sells morphine is losing a customer.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing to take into consideration when we're talking about pharmaceutical companies. They are money hungry. And, you know, I see it all the time, even at the hospital, like people are constantly being prescribed drugs that they don't need, or they're like on these 5 medications for their heart. And then those all have awful side effects. So then they're on 5 other medications for the side effects. Even I was researching some antidepressants, and somebody, one of the doctor that was conducting the study, was saying, yeah, if they take these antidepressants, they're definitely going to have dry mouth and constipation. But there's nothing we can do about it. All the antidepressants have those side effects. They're normal side effects. We expect them. So you're just going to give them other meds for those side effects. So it's just like this.
More money for the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They're like, no, doctors are like, no, it's normal. You just, here's another medication, and it's quick and easy, and a lot of people just accept this. And it's really sad because it has detrimental effects to their long-term health, whereas something like psilocybin mushrooms doesn't.
Yep. 6 months effects, feeling better about the fact that they're going to die.
Yeah, the effects are good, not bad.
And there's no side effects. So it's definitely beneficial. Is there more on this?
Yeah, there's a little bit more about like more of the science-y stuff to it.
I'm curious to hear if they're doing any additional research or to hear any personal stories from any of these terminally ill patients or the doctors who were overseeing them.
So actually it's saying here that the FDA recently designated psilocybin therapy as a breakthrough therapy, and the DEA has proposed increasing the supply of psilocybin for research.
That's a huge improvement.
Yeah.
It could be better. They could just say, hey, yeah, you could do what you want.
Yeah, I know. There doesn't really need to be any more research. Like, I think we've researched enough. I think we should just let the general population do it, but... You know how...
That makes controlling tyrants very uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know how the FDA and the DEA is. They don't like to do that. But hopefully this will be able to speed up people being able to use them in a real clinical setting.
I would like to see full legalization of psilocybin cubensis. I mean, even in states where it's legal, there are still doctors who are writing it, you know, specifically for patients for medical reasons and stuff like that. But if it was recreational, we could have the same thing where, you know, I could just go into Walmart, buy some psilocybin cubensis, and the doctor could still say, hey, yeah, person over here, you're going to die in the next 6 months, so you want some shrooms?
Yeah, and it's just crazy to me when people argue against the legalization of LSD and mushrooms, because in those same people will say, oh, yeah, it's fine that alcohol is legal, but if you compare psychedelics to something like alcohol. Alcohol is known to make people violent. It destroys your liver. It has really awful lifelong effects.
Yeah, it's just, that's making me think of a friend of mine died and his mom started a really bad alcohol problem, like because her only son died.
Yeah.
And like probably would have been a lot better off if she was just, you know, started to do shrooms right after
that. Yeah, and it's a shame that that's not normalized in our culture. Like, hey, I see you're, like, going through a really hard time. Here's some mushrooms, you know, even if you don't want to trip, like, microdose for a few weeks, and I'm sure she would have gotten really great benefits from that. But instead, people are self-medicating with alcohol, which is a depressant, so it makes you feel even worse, and then it's just like a downward spiral from there.
That's one thing I like about shrooms, I mean, psychedelics in general, is that they don't fall into the depressant or stimulant category. They're just sort of their own thing.
Yep.
They don't decrease your energy. They don't necessarily give you... I guess MDMA would affect your... would fall into one or the other. I mean, typically stimulant. It depends on how it affects you, but... MDMA is an exception. It's got therapeutic benefits for sure for giving, you know, people who have PTSD, inspiring them to open up to their psychologist or their therapist or whatever. But it's hard to consider that to be a true psychedelic anyway, because the psychedelic effects of MDMA are so mild. But you have shrooms, LSD, DMT, all sorts of psychedelics that are just known to be beneficial to people, being blocked by basically the government, which is motivated to protect Big Pharma from competition. Because, Nikki, as you pointed out, the general thing to do for a terminally ill patient is to load them up with morphine.
Yep.
And just keep hitting them with morphine until they finally die. And that makes a lot of money for whatever company is making morphine or the generic version of morphine or whatever. And they do that all the time with antidepressants. Why cure their depression if you could just give them a pill that is significantly more expensive? So the pharmaceutical companies have every reason to be against the legalization of psilocybin cubensis.
Yeah, you're a customer for life when you're on antidepressants. You, like, especially if you go up to a certain amount, you can't get, like, I know a girl who's never going to be able to get off it, like she would die or something.
It's like that with all psych drugs.
It's also like that, uncomfortably so, with hormones and with trans patients. And I hate pointing this out to people, but it's true. The pharmaceutical companies, they do have a vested interest in convincing people that they're trans. Because then they have a lifetime customer guaranteed. Just as surely as if they convinced them they were depressed and needed these meds or had anxiety and needed these meds. One way or another, they're constantly trying to get you to be a lifelong customer, giving them money every single month, as much money as possible.
Yep, and it kind of also plays into, like, why don't they promote healthy eating and exercise? They doctors do, but not nearly enough. And our understanding, or I mean, doctors' understanding as they portray it to their typical patient of nutrition is just wrong.
Is it?
I think it's wrong. I mean, I think that what doctors are trying to tell people is a good diet is absolutely not. I think it's actually very unhealthy.
What do they typically suggest is a good diet? Do they follow, like, the food pyramid? Like, no, you eat a loaf of bread
pyramid
a day or whatever.
Yeah, maybe not that extreme, but I think we need to be eating way more fruits and vegetables. And I think they don't spend enough time telling people to go outside and enjoy sunshine and exercise. And now they're even telling you to wear a mask on your face and hold all those germs in your mouth. It makes no sense.
It doesn't. But we're out of time for tonight. But we're still online. You can join our chat server over at chat.freetalklive.com if you'd like to continue discussing with us. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.